When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached to leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these lyrics and actually reach.
That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day. We got it in. We chased all our dreams, and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Welcome back to another episode of The Porch Podcast, man. You're rocking live with your boy Bolo. And you know I couldn't do this without my dog, D-Nice, D-Nail, Big Smitty. You know how we rocking, brother. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? We good, man. We back. Another episode of The Porch Podcast, man. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. Beautiful day out here in L.A. And a beautiful day here on the porch, man.
Let's get it. Hey, even though I feel like an indie right now. April, hey, shout out to April. We in a new month, new dreams, new goals, new ambitions, whatever you're trying to finish, whatever you're trying to do. We in obviously coming in a new quarter. We already 4 months into the new year, 2024, which is crazy.
Can't believe
it. But it's fucking supposed to snow in Indy here soon, bro, and we in April. So I don't know what's going on with the world right now.
Yeah, snow?
Snow. I'm looking right here at the degree right now. It says snow and rain showers.
That's kind of crazy, man. That's kind of crazy. You know what, though? It's been pouring down in L.A. the last couple of weekends, which, again, I know you think, you know, oh, it just rained. True. But for L.A., that's like the equivalent to snow. You know what I mean? Like it barely rains at all in L.A. When I moved out here, they said it don't rain. It never rains.
It never rains in Southern California. Yeah, that's my shit.
That's a hit, but they lied to you, Bolo. Because it's been raining out here.
Yeah, last time I leave, he was like, bro, it's raining, bro. I'm like, damn. Every time you say that, bro, I'd be always thinking about that song. Like, it never rains in Southern California.
Ah, to you.
They definitely was capping in that bitch.
Shout out to them for throwing that banger, though, man. And speaking of another banger, man, Bet Online, man. Go to betonline.ag right now. Use the promo code BELEAV. That's BLEAV to get a 50% plus welcome bonus. It's gambling season, man. Final Four, NBA playoff about to start. You got the UFL. You got Major League Baseball. It's time to win some money. And the place to do that at is betonline.ag. Use the promo code BELEAV, man. Go tell them the porch send you and go, hey, get that money.
Get that bread.
You know what I mean? But hold on, man. Hey, we here. We live, man. And it's time for my favorite segment, man. We got to start the show the right way. Bolo, man, what's your response? I heard you had a gut one, and we got to hear.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Y'all, this shit is just getting crazier and crazier. I got to sit up straight for this one, y'all.
All right, sit up, get my
check this out. Crazy. We got to get your response on this because this is very, very crazy. A different type of story, right? So my homeboy's friend, he passed away, unfortunately. Rest in peace. But he was a married man. Seeing my friend was his ace. So my homeboy... Right. And the guy who passed, they was tight. They were super close. Right. He knew all about, you know, the guy's lifestyle. You know, he even knew that he had a few side pieces. He was a married man. So he knew that he had a few side pieces. Right. And even one of the side pieces, the guy in the side piece, that was really tight, like damn near in love. But that was his side piece. Right. So right now My dog, he in a dilemma, all right? Because the side piece is asking him now, should she attend the funeral? Now, knowing if she shows up, it's going to be drama right off the bat. Mm. But knowing that the side piece and the guy were really in love, the girl truly wants to see him for one last time. So, Porch family, D-Nail, I got to ask you, what advice should I give my dog?
Ooh, this is a sticky situation right here, Bolo Bands. Let me ask you this real quick. Did the wife know about the side piece at all, or did he die without her ever finding out?
See, that I think that it might have been a couple. Who was that? You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But it was never on some like, nigga, you fucking with her type shit. It was never like that.
Got you.
She had a little idea
it might be some.
Yeah, she had an idea. So I think if she see a familiar face, I think that's where the drama gonna come from. Because I'm like, if she don't know her, she can just pull up and it just be a random person just paying their respects.
Bro, funerals, you know, be fat. Black funerals be crazy. Be people be everywhere.
But women know familiar faces. You know what I mean? I think she's seen the face a few times in a few, you know what I mean, common areas. So, I mean, women always good at putting one and one together.
Man, I'm torn on this, Bolo, because on one end, it's like, okay, we understand buddy was cheating. That's wrong. She had no side piece, especially to a point where you said it was starting to kind of fall in love a little bit. Like, that means it's more than just a little bit of some quick action, and then you move on. Like, she was getting serious a little bit. So that's wrong. But at the end of the day, wrong is wrong. You can't change that. There was love involved, and this man's no longer here. Mm. And these are your final goodbyes. You will never get this moment back again. So on one end, I'm like, yeah, she should pull up, because this ain't about her. This ain't about the wife. This ain't about anybody else there but the gentleman who's no longer there. So put your pride aside, put your beefs aside for a couple hours, and let's honor the man that's no longer there. That's one side. The other side is like, as a husband speaking, right? I'm like, hell no. Because if I see you, I'm already emotional. I'm already on edge and from a just sad and stress and all types of stuff going on. You show up, and if I have any inclination that you might have been the side piece, it might be hands involved. And I got my whole family here too. Everybody's here. And we can say what you want. You gonna fight at a funeral? Yes. Things get crazy. Listen, black funerals can get wild. High. You gonna pass out, faint, argue. It'd be all types of
stuff. Pass out, faint.
They do, man. Every funeral I've been to in my family, it'd be all type of shit going on. I'd be having to look around, make sure everybody cool. So you just never know. And it's like,
you never know, man. Attention.
You don't want the funeral, the last memory, to be a negative thing. And if you think, or if you know you coming to the funeral could possibly lead to that, on one end, it's almost like selfish for you to even pull up, to even put that type of energy in the room. So it's kind of like, it's two sides, bro. I'm kind of torn. I'm torn.
Yeah, bro. I think I'm going to go with your option too. Just because, like, I get it. Like, right. I mean, you did what you did, whatever, but wrong is wrong. So, you know, the consequences and repercussions that come with that is you not being able to show up at this man's funeral. Let this man rest in peace. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, I think we talked about it on the last episode, you know, darkness does always find a way to the light. So, that may be a reason of things coming to the light, but I don't think that's the right setting for it, man. You know, I think it's about, you know, honoring that person. I don't think too many people going to be cool with having an unsuspected side piece pull up to a funeral. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's in a situation where you think you loved him like I did type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's when the emotion's really going to get high.
And I'm seeing it, but like in my head, I'm seeing this girl, first of all, side piece coming there dressed a little inappropriately off the back. Like, why you showing? They get that big ass split in your dress. Your ass is showing too much. Now look, all the family members is talking to the side or whatever. Like, this is the wait. It's during the wait. The funeral actually started.
He said during the wait.
Side piece walk up and she's, oh my God, I can't believe my baby is gone.
That's what I'm saying.
She cries, she falls to her knee. Everybody looking like, hey, yo, who, baby, yo, man, who was that? Who?
Motherfucker gets talking.
And then, bro, all hell could break loose. Auntie walking up to, excuse me, man, you said your man. What's your name?
Right.
No, my cousin was, my nephew was married. Who are you? All type of stuff, man. Because like you said, once emotions get involved, bro, it'd be different if Shorty could come there, kind of incognito, being a back, not make no noise, not even really show herself, just be there. Literally for him being a back, not even be seen, boom, you might be able to finesse. But I just feel like, man, you said that was down there in love and this and the third. She's going to be doing way too much, bro.
She's going to be overly emotional. So she's going to be like, wait, this bitch crying a little too hard over here.
And when you right, and when you emotional, you're not thinking.
But me really not to know her type shit. Like, damn, right. Like, I should at least know who you are for you to be overly emotional right. Like that.
I got family here. Ain't really crying. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You home. Like.
So my homeboy conflicted. So, you know, he got to, you know, obviously hit her back, give her an answer. If I'm my homeboy, obviously I always ask y'all, but you know, I mean, I really don't know what to tell him. I'm like, bro, I always say, go with your gut, go with your heart. You know what I'm saying? But in hindsight though, man, tell her to stay the fuck at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pull up a couple weeks later at the gravesite. You know what I mean? But I think it hit a little different when you can see the actual person. You know what I'm saying? You know, even obviously the soul is separated from the body, you know, people still want to see that physical.
Oh man, you getting deep right now. The soul left the body, man. Hey, shout out to first of all, praise Jesus.
God man. Is good, man.
And toes down, God is good. We just celebrated Easter, man. God yes, told sir. Jesus told
me
what he was gonna do. He said, listen, they're gonna take me 3 days later. I'm going back to the kingdom. They ain't believe him, Bolo. They ain't believe him. They ran to the gravesite and peeped in there, and he's not gone. Here.
Come on, removed.
Man. Jesus is different with it, so. But nah, man, hey, I got to hear from the Port family, man. What's your response? We gave our responses. We said what we would do. We got to hear from the Port family, y'all, because y'all might have a different perspective, man. Ladies, everybody, let us know what y'all would do. But next up, man, we got to transition to some sports because that's the hottest news out right now, regardless of what category, what genre, whatever you like to watch or listen. You heard about Caitlin Clark in Iowa defeating Angel Reese in LSU, man, to reach the Final Four. It was the rematch. For those of you who don't know, man, last year these two teams faced off in the Natty. It was a little bit of a controversy because of the trash talking that was taking place on really both sides. But since LSU had won the game, you know, Angel Reese did the little you can't see me to Caitlin Clark, pointed at her finger, you know, saying she was about to get a ring. And it kind of like caused this like bad girl type of, I guess, narrative to the media, to a lot of people anyway. You know, you either love injuries or you hate her, you know. And then Caitlin Clark kind of became like this, just the girl everybody wants to like root
fucking
for.
Batman.
Yeah.
Batwoman.
Yeah, and she's amazing. Like, she's by far the best player in the college basketball right now. I'm a fan of her. I'm a fan of both. Mm-hmm. But what happened was, man, Iowa came back. Caitlin went crazy, dropped 41 points. You know, beat the team that beat her. And post-game, man, people have some different feelings, Bolo, about Angel Reese post-game comments. She was really emotional, kind of coming out saying, you know, people don't understand what she's been going through over this last year since she won the Natty. She's been sexualized. She's been, you know, talked down upon and got death threats. And she was kind of crying and stuff like that. And I've been all day, and I was talking to JB earlier today on this show, and he was like, him and other people as well, has been like, you can't play the victim. You can't call for the action, talk trash when you winning, and you know what, you know, talking all that mess when everybody else lose, and then you lose, and now you want to, you know, people to feel sorry for you. You got to keep that same energy, you know. And on the other end, it's like, okay, well, maybe she just opening up because the season's over, and it has been a lot of noise going on, and she hasn't had a chance to really talk. Now the season's over, and it's not a distraction. Now she's just letting y'all. You asked her a question. She's just being open and honest and telling you how you feel. So. It's kind of two sides to the token ball, but I haven't asked you yet. How do you feel about just the overall, just, I guess, the post game, but just the overall game in general?
Man, first off, shout out to women's basketball. I was just telling you, I was telling a couple of my other homeboys, man, I probably haven't watched this much girls college basketball in probably the last 2 or 3 years. Like the last couple of years, I've been ingrained with women's basketball, and honestly, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, I've definitely indulged in the men's, you know, tournament, but probably it's almost equal, if not more, you know, more of me watching women's basketball than men's basketball. Yeah. And I think I just appreciate the sport, man. I think we're at a point where now a lot of athletes are getting that visibility as far as women in the sport, and we're seeing them kind of act in a way that we're not used to seeing, as far as kind of letting their emotions play out. Like letting them talk their talk, walk their walk, and kind of be who they are to the media. So it's kind of shocking and alarming to people, because you got everybody, you know, as far as male dominated sports that talk a lot of trash and we feed into it and we love it. You know what I'm saying? We almost kind of like look at people differently if they're not talking trash or if they playing too quiet. Right. So I just think, you know, somebody like Angel Reese, she's someone who kind of understands her emotions. I think she's able to communicate those effectively. And she's very confident in the sense of like, you know, if she thinks she's good, like she's going to let people know. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, it's not fun when the rabbit got the gun, right? So I think they had their situation last year, you know, but I think in the, you know, within the court, right? I think it's just a friendly competition. I think that's just love for the sport, love for the game. They both are true warriors, true competitors. I think Angel Reese even mentioned that, like she didn't hate Caitlin Clark, right? It was just, you know, when I'm in between the lines, I don't care who it is across. I want to dominate. I want to beat them, and I'm gonna talk my talk. And the same thing with Caitlin Clark. Like she talk a lot of trash too. Like she's very like entertaining to where she's getting the crowd involved a lot of the times, drawing fouls and, you know, being overly emotional as well. So I just think we got to get to a point where we understand that this is what the sport is, and it can be like this on the men's side and the women's side. You know, I think for Angel Reese, you know, obviously she, you know, she talked a good game, but for me, I think you mentioned it, you know, with your second point of like, hey, like she has a right to own her emotions. You know, it's nothing positive to talk about now because they lost. So maybe this is an open window for her to, you know, be able to talk a little bit about what she's been feeling. Because heavy is the head that wears the crown. So if things are going good for her, you know, or the team is doing well, why would she be selfish and kind of talk about the negative parts about them when they just, you know, won? You know, are they're doing so well? Like, I think that takes away from the joyous moments and the joyous occasion. So you kind of almost got to put a facade on when you at that moment, because so many people are looking at you in that positive light. But I mean,
you don't want to be a distraction too. You know,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Team, you know, and you don't be the middle of the season. And you just talking about everything you going through or whatever. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna just thug it out. You know what I'm saying? Now it's the end of the season. There's no distraction. The season's over, and you right. got to make a decision. Are you going to the WNBA? Are you going to stay another year? There's a lot of
emotions. All the emotions going on, moving,
you know
though.
What I'm saying? And she did show love too. I think, you know, if you watch the whole press conference, she did like acknowledge, like, you know, Iowa that won the game and respect to them, stuff like that. This is just a part of what she said. I think just being devil's advocate, the main thing, I think the timing of it is what people have an issue with, because again, you know, like you said, it's been time when they win games and like it's the fourth quarter with 10 seconds left. She's waving at the other team, like saying bye and this, that, and third, like, you know, not really caring about their emotions at all. And it's like, as soon as you lose, it's like, you bring this up now, you know? So it's like, damn, it's like, you lose and you don't, you know, the type of backlash that you're going to get because of the type of demeanor and energy that you put out every time you win. So it's like, it's almost like a little trick. It's like, you know what?
Let me warm the pot a little bit.
To distract y'all and hope make y'all feel a little sorry for me. Yeah. So y'all won't go too hard on me because I told y'all what I've been going through. Right. That's the thing. And again, do I really think she was, you know, after the game, 15 minutes after the game, she was really thinking through all this? I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to make them feel bad for me. No, I think this is just honestly how she felt. She was speaking her truth, and the timing just looks bad, and that's what it comes down to. I don't think she was scared of the smoke. Anyway, she's tough. She's from Baltimore, I think. Like she ain't
she can handle her long.
She has
up until this point anyway. So
right,
you know, but like you said though, like, you know, it's one of those situations where I think everybody has to go through it. Right, there's not too many people who have been at the top of their sport stays at the top of their sport, right? So it's everything has the what goes up comes down type of thing. You know, I think Caitlin Clark, as good as she was, she lost last year, right? You know, so I think we got to get to a point where, you know, obviously they were the reigning champions from last year, you know, same type of game. Iowa came and, you know, they went for their throat and they lost. So, you know, she kind of speaking her piece probably because she'll be done playing college basketball. But I do agree though, like, you know, kind of take it on the chin, but it's okay to be emotional though and tell people, you know, how you feel though. Even if you do appear to be tough, like it's okay to, you know, take the tough armor off and, you know, say your piece. And I feel like she did that. So
people want you to be tough all the time. Like, it's
all the time.
If you tough, then be tough. You
can't the same can't energy.
Nothing else. If you gangster, be gangster all the time. Don't smile. Don't do nothing. It's like, well, I mean, that's not realistic.
You exactly. Know I'm a human. Like,
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Let me ask you before we transition, like, why do you feel like, and I'm going to just be real, I feel like race is a topic that kind of got brought up and that became involved when leading up to this game. You know, even some of the, I don't know if you saw the LA Times wrote some, like, bullshit article, you know, describing, you know, the LSU team and calling them, like, dirty debutantes and saying, like, which side are you going to pick? Are you going to pick the milk and cookies or are you going to pick the hot sauce? And it was just kind of weird. And, you know, of course, the person came out later to trying to, you know, apologize. But that's just because everybody coming at you. So I don't really believe it's genuine. But right. Beyond just that article, it's just like it kind of felt like the black folks was rooting for LSU and the white folks was rooting for Iowa for the most part. Why do you feel like in sports, why is race always like something that just gets brought up in your eyes, whether it's back in the days when it was Larry Bird and Magic, whether it's like, you know, if we're watching Serena play before she retired, you know, all of us, we rock it with Serena and the white. I don't know. It feels like instead of us just like as a fan base in general, instead of just like watching the sports for what the sport is, if there's any element of mostly black team, mostly white team, mostly Asian, mostly whatever, it seems like race always has like an underlying tone, whether that's in big media, social media, or what have you. So I don't know. I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
I mean, that's a hell of a question, bro. I think the world we live in today has done a better job of like trying to hide shit. But then again, bro, hidden racism, bro, it's everywhere. And it still lives strong and it's prevalent to this day, which I'm afraid that won't go away no time soon, man. I think everything that we do, everything that we especially being, you know, black, you know what I mean? Being African-Americans, like, you know, we can't get rid of this, you know what I'm saying? So Never. You think about it, whenever somebody kind of talks about basketball in that light, right? They talk about like just black people, like black kids. Like they're probably dribbling the ball, shut up and dribble, like stuff like that. Like there's always things that are associated with certain people or certain sports, right? When you think hockey, people think about white people. Let's keep a buck, right? You think about, you know, football and basketball, white people assuming that it's just predominantly just black people, right? So I just think when you get to a point where, okay, here's the status of all these black girls on LSU, they're winning the championship game. Here comes this team who's predominantly white that's coming to play this team that's predominantly black.
And they star is a white girl who's the best player in the country.
I think it just lines itself up to be like that. People don't even watch basketball, will be rooting for Caitlin Clark because she's white and she's beating Angel Reese, who's this just boisterous, you know, big personality person who talks her talk. So for them, it makes them feel good. Then on the other end, for black people, we like, we ain't about to let y'all just gang up on Angel Reese like that. So we got her back. Like we gonna make sure like we rooting for her. Right. You know what I'm saying? So right. Then it just goes to that situation where it's just back and forth. Cause you know, I guarantee you, you know, and obviously Caitlin Clark, she's at the top of her game too, but she's definitely gets a lot of criticism for, you know, being great. She gets a lot of criticism for it. So, and you know, if people are giving that to her that are black, I think white people will probably be in a situation where they like, shit, we got her back too. Like, what the fuck y'all think this is? Like, we rooting for her. Fuck LSU.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So that's what it ended up being during the game, unfortunately. But that's just how it goes though. Unfortunately, like you end up just picking sides, you know, based upon, you know, who you are, based upon who you think other people are going against as well. Like, there's a lot of factors that play into that shit.
Man, you said that so eloquently, but my bro, I ain't got nothing to add, bro. It's interesting, bro, to say the least. It's just something that, you know, we've been talking about a little bit, even at work at Fox, stuff like that. And I was thinking about, like, man, like, this is, that's real. Like, race just gets a part of everything. Like,
just on some, just think about it, bro. Like, every time, especially for our culture, just keep it above.
Yeah.
If the quarterback is black for the Super Bowl, niggas is like, shit, black quarterback. We trying to, shit, I want that. I want his ass to win.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Even like, I'm going to keep it funky. Like, I'm a big Lamar fan. People know. Well, I'm a fan because of like how he, like, he's a baller, first and foremost, before anything. He's a baller. But also, like, he's a brother.
He look like me. He look like me. He think like me.
Yeah.
Like, he got emotions. He go through the same type of things that I go through.
Yeah.
Being a black, being an African-American male, you know what I mean, in America, he still faces that same, I don't give a fuck how much money he got.
Half braided, half bro, like, little shit that, like,
how he pop his shit, he gonna talk his, like, yeah, talk, he ain't changing how he talk, like, he him. So, we resonate with that. Like, so I'm rooting for you, dude. I want you to, you know, be that person.
Yeah.
Same it's thing big, with Peyton big. Manning.
Yeah.
People wanted Peyton Manning to win because it reminds them of, you know, blue collar, shirt tucked in, like, polished, punctual. Motherfuckers is gonna root for him just off of that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I mean,
that's
so.
Because it's really bigger than just, like, it's bigger than them. It's bigger than just the game itself because, like you said, they look like you. So it's like, damn, I'm inspired by you. I know these kids are inspired by you because now they see a Lamar go do it. They're like, oh, hell. Like, little Denzel, you know, in the hood who ain't got too much. He's seeing that. He's like, oh, damn, well, I can definitely make some
shit
happen.
You know what I'm saying?
You know
what
I mean?
And the biggest thing with that, bro, to that point that just reminded me, we don't want to see you fail.
Mm.
Like, we don't want to see you fail, and we don't want to see you, people laugh at you failing.
And we would defend the hell out of you, too.
And we going to defend you, bro.
Even
like,
if you do play bad or something, yeah, we're going to find you going to be like, well, this was the bro, defense was you, tripping. Like,
you should have seen them fucking Sports Center comments, bro, when Angel Reese was up there talking about, you know, she's obviously giving props to Iowa, but she was talking about some shit she was going through. Yeah. And them white folks was in them comments tearing her ass up.
Really?
But majority of the comments, though, came from white people. You know what I'm saying? So you subconsciously fall into the habit of looking at these comments. You're like, damn, they're ganging up on her. Like, I'm rooting for you 1,000 times harder now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever you're going against, fuck them.
It kind of sucks, though, too, because, like, I'm a fan of just the sport. And, like, I'm a big Caitlin Clark fan.
I love Caitlin Clark.
She's a baller.
She's dogging shit.
And it's not her fault that this is going on. She ain't did nothing wrong at all. But like you said, to your point, people gonna side with whoever they side with, whoever they comfortable with, whoever they resonate with the most. And I feel like Caitlin has gotten some backlash because she white and they black. And like you said, people in the comments coming at Angel. So a lot of times it's like, well, you gonna come at Angel, we gonna come at your girl. And then it kind of becomes just back and forth thing.
Like, you think you cold because you shoot from half court and shit.
Right.
Shooting all them fucking balls in the bucket and shit, beating the fuck out of people. You think you good. Like, you just... You know, people feel like they gotta say some shit just to say some shit.
Yeah. No, that's interesting, bro. No, I appreciate you for breaking that down, bro. I thought it was just an interesting point, man, that we had to talk about here on the porch, man. So
thanks.
Moving on to the final topic, though, man, and this is a good one, man. It's something that we just had to throw on to the rundown right before the show started, man. I'm actually trying to play the video into the mic for all of our audio listeners so you can actually hear the situation, man. It's basically it's a wife. She needs some, she kind of needs some advice. Almost like another what's your response, but like
nice.
From somebody else, like a real deal situation. So I'm going to just try to play it. Y'all let me know if y'all can hear it good.
For not giving my husband my escape money when I saw that we were financially struggling. I'm a 34-year-old female, have recently ran into a situation with my husband, who's a 37-year-old male, and I'm curious about if I am the asshole here or not. So me and my husband have been together for 8 years, married for 7. When I got married, my mother came to me privately and talked about setting aside money as a rainy day escape fund if worse came to worse. My husband has never shown any signs of being dangerous and rarely even gets upset.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
But the way my mother talked about it, it seemed like a no-brainer to have. When me and my husband, I really don't like that. When my husband and I got together, we agreed I would be a stay-at-home wife. We are both child-free, so that was never a concern. My husband made a comfortable mid-six-figure salary. All was good until about 2 years ago. He was injured at work in a near-fatal accident. Between hospital bills and a lawsuit that we lost that ate up nearly all of our savings, I took a part-time job while my husband was recovering. But when he fully recovered, we transitioned back into me being unemployed as my husband insisted that it was his role to provide. He currently is working two full-time jobs and Ubers on his off days to keep us afloat. Here is where I might be the asshole. I do all of the expense management and have continued to put money into my escape account, although I significantly decreased from $750 a month to just $200 a month. My husband came home exhausted one night and asked about downsizing because the stress of work was going to kill him. I told him downsizing would not be an option as I had spent many years making our house a home and offered to go back to work. He tried to be nice, but basically told me that me going back to work wouldn't make enough. After an argument, my husband went through our finances to see where we could cut back. He was confused when he saw that I had regular recurring withdrawals leading back years and asked me about it. I broke down and revealed my money to him, which now sits at about $47,000. After I told him all this, he just broke down sobbing. His point of view is that I treated him like a predator and hid money from him for years, even when he was at his lowest. I told him that the money was a precaution I would have taken with any partner and not specific to him. He left the house to stay with his brother and said, I hurt him on every possible level, but my mom says this is exactly what the money is for.
Oh man, all right, man. So, Bolo, this is crazy to me, man. Listen, I get as a man, most men would want to be in a position where their wife don't have to work. That's just a man, you kind of like, you naturally would like to be in that position to where if your wife didn't want to, if she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, whatever, cool, that's cool. But for your husband to trust you with the finances in terms of just, you know, keeping everything on budget, taking care of, you know, paying the actual bills, et cetera. And for you to sneak and take out a large sum, I think it was $750 you said initially, of the money that he's bringing home and put it into a secret account without having that conversation with him up front is some of the dirtiest, slimiest, sneakiest, most deceiving things that a wife could possibly do. I, as a husband, I'm hurt. I've lost all trust for you. It's been going on for years. And then what makes it 1,000 times worse, you sat back and watched me struggle. You watched me over here like come home in like tears and body hurt. And it got to a point where you said this brother had two full-time jobs and did Uber to keep y'all afloat. And you still was putting money in your account. And your excuse was, or your comment was, well, I cut down only $200 a month. You shouldn't cut. It shouldn't be nothing a month. You see this man is working three jobs. Go get your ass back working. Regardless of what he said, I get it. A man's ego and pride will be like, no, but I want you to stay home. But you as a woman, sometimes you gotta, as a wife, get us through our pride. Get us paid. Like, hey, baby, you're working two full-time jobs. You're doing Uber. I don't want to see you like this. Just let me work part-time right now just to help us out. And when we get to another position, then we can figure something else out. But I don't want you sitting here struggling. Like, that's what a real woman, a real wife would do. But instead, you're going to just cut down on the secret payments that you're stealing from him. I don't care if you're married or not. The way you're doing it is stealing and put into a secret. And you got 47 racks, Bolo. 47 racks put up. And this man's struggling month to month. Take the mic, Bolo. I'm done.
It's nasty, bro. It's almost as if like, shit, I'd rather for you to cheat on me then. Because least without you cheating on me, I ain't physically killing myself. You know what I'm saying? I think that the couple buzzwords for me was like, working three jobs, I'm killing myself, I'm physically exhausted. Like, You know what I'm saying? So for you to go hear him go through all of that stress, trauma, first off, he hurt himself in almost a damn near a death situation, right? And then he has the hospital bills racking up. First off, hospital bills are racking up, and you got $40,000 plus in the bank or wherever you got it in your escape plan. So y'all probably already stressing over those bills. He's stressing about working three jobs and you sitting on his money. And then mind you, he makes mid six figures. So let's just say hypothetically, he makes 150. Right. Bitch, that's, you got 50 racks right there. So whatever job you get, if he's saying that's not enough, well, then you ain't even got to work then. Cause if you're going to work and make 60 grand, you can probably just throw him that bread and you ain't got to work. Y'all going to be back to where y'all at. Or he don't have to do Uber. Cause right. I bet he ain't making up to $47,000 to $50,000 doing Uber. That's probably right. chump change. So right. you can help him alleviate some of those jobs just by distributing the bread. You know what I'm saying? So for her to keep the bread, his bread at that is insane, bro. So I did the math, bro. So I'm thinking hypothetically 750, you know what I'm saying? Times 12, that's $9,000. So essentially $9,000 a year, right? Obviously she said later on it was 200 bucks, but then if you do, you know, 9,000 times five, you know, that's $45,000. So let's just say give or take, she's been doing this shit for 5+ years.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So she been taking money from this brother for 5+ years without saying nothing. So for you to be lying, for me to be struggling this long, for us to be asking about where we're going to get money from and you literally taking the bread, kind of just speaks to who you are, bro. And I really wouldn't fuck with you. I would probably break down crying too, because the fact that you just seen me struggle and go through all this when you had something, right? It's kind of like, shit, I'm on fire. You got fucking water behind your back, but you want to see how the fuck I'm going to put my own fire out. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like to be married and be in the union, to be together, that ain't helping that brother. You watching this boy die slowly while you got bread. So yeah, fuck
her. Because you so worried about the possibility of us breaking up, an escape plan. You more worried about us breaking up and you being good than keeping us together.
Crazy, man. So there ain't much things that I hope don't go right, but I hope that my dog might have moved on from that situation and found him somebody better and felt into a better situation, because that's fucked up.
On all levels, my brother, man. If you listen to this right now, my brother, man, come to the porch, man. Share your story. Talk about it. And
let us know.
It's more efficient to see. Put it like that. I'm going to leave it. Leave it like that, Bolo, man.
Facts. Hey, man, we got another one, man.
Another one, man. Good, man. Another good one. Another banger. Caitlin Clark, shout out to you, man. Hey, final four.
Final four. Hey, shout out to Juju Watkins, too.
Juju, she next up.
I mean, she broke the freshman scoring record.
Yep.
So shout out to her. Obviously, she didn't win the game. They got another baller on UConn as well. What's her name? Paige
Beckers. Paige Beckers a baller. I rock her heavy. God, fan woman too.
Watching the Paige and Juju battle too. I mean, shit. I mean, they was both hooping too. So I just love where the sport is right now, man. So I'm excited to see, you know, obviously them finish out and who gonna take, because South Carolina ain't playing no games with nobody, dog.
Ain't nobody talking about them, bro, but they're the best team by far. By far, man.
So we'll see. But
yeah,
this is the Porch Podcast. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Hey, share, tell a friend, and tell a friend that we here. We ain't going nowhere. You're pulling up to the porch, spin around the block, come again. We always going to give you something new, something funky. Follow us on Instagram, theporchpodcast_. We on YouTube, we on Spotify, we on Caffeine. Shout out to all of our brand partners. We doing it big. Make sure you understand that in life, right? Hey, the days are long, but the years are short. So just make sure when you wake up, make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach. That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.